With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, May 19th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. 476 is where a gallon of regular gas is priced at this morning on average. That's a new record, up 4 cents a gallon overnight. Cape May, Mercer, Somerset, and Essex counties are all averaging over 480 a gallon. Sussex County is paying 468, and that's the cheapest, if you want to call it that. Today's high school seniors have had just 1 year that was not affected by the COVID pandemic, their freshman year. Now it's time for their big send-off, including prom, and schools can finally let them be kids.
Right now we have zero restrictions, so we're looking for our kids to have all the experiences that they deserve.
Mike Sitta, the superintendent of schools in Toms River, says graduation ceremonies are scheduled to run exactly as they had pre-pandemic. Tommy Parlapanides, the superintendent of the Central Regional School District, says prom will be restriction-free.
We want the kids to have as much of a normal experience as they can to finish up and graduate this year.
Yeah, it's COVID prompted them to boost their live streaming capabilities, so graduation will still be live streamed this year for people who want to watch it remotely. PSE&G is urging everybody to safely dispose of metallic Mylar balloons as graduation, wedding, and summer party season kicks into high gear. Spokeswoman Rebecca Mozzarella says if a Mylar touches a power line or floats into a substation, it can cause a short circuit, which can lead to downed wires, power outages, fires, and injuries. Mylars have caused several noteworthy outages in the past.
Last summer, there was a power outage in Jersey City that impacted nearly 15,000 of our customers because a Mylar balloon floated into our substation equipment. That outage lasted 45 minutes.
Keep Mylars tethered at all times with weight. Never try to retrieve a balloon entangled in an overhead power line and call your local utility for help. Instead, it's becoming clear that some taxpayers will get some tax relief. But who, how much, when, and what the qualifications are remain very unclear. Republicans have been pushing for weeks now to use the surplus revenues for tax relief for residents. Democratic Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is now calling for the largest tax relief program in state history. Governor Murphy's treasurer Liz Moyo, though, is urging caution and suggests setting aside more than $6 billion of the surplus revenue to deal with the coming economic downturn. The IRS Criminal Investigation Office in New Jersey is busier than ever. And if you're monkeying around with your taxes in New Jersey and assume nobody is paying attention, you would be sadly mistaken.
According to Tammy Tomlins, acting special agent in charge of the Jersey IRS Criminal Investigation Office, her team is working across the state on potential violations of IRS code as well as bribery and money laundering cases, and they're getting investigative leads from a variety of sources.
Some of those are referrals from the U.S. Attorney's Office, some of are your neighbor, or from any individual that recognizes that someone's not willing to pay their fair share.
Tomlins adds, if you're aware of anyone cheating on their taxes, you should report them because in reality they're stealing from you. I'm David Matthau.
President Joe Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to speed production of infant formula supply and has authorized flights to import supply from overseas. The Defense Production Act order requires suppliers of formula manufacturers to fulfill orders from those companies before other customers. Biden is also authorizing the Defense Department to use commercial air flight to fly formula supplies that meet federal standards from overseas to the U.S. in what the White House is calling Operation Fly Formula. After about 2 years of closed-door negotiations, a plan to require police and corrections officers to obtain professional licenses from the state is about to go forward. Was announced on Wednesday by the governor, lawmakers, and police unions.
More than 40 states require police officers to be licensed, but New Jersey, which has licensing boards for more than 50 professions, isn't one of them. Governor Phil Murphy says it's finally catching up.
Policing is perhaps the only skilled profession left in New Jersey that does not provide individuals with a license that shows beyond any doubt that they have been through rigorous training and are not just expected to, but are required to live up to the highest professional standards.
The Police Training Commission would be able to suspend or revoke licenses of officers who engage in illegal or improper conduct, as can be done now for teachers, doctors, and others. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Netflix has laid off about 150 full-time staffers, roughly 2% of Netflix U.S. workforce, plus about 70 part-time jobs in its animation studio, as reported by Variety. In the first quarter of 2022, the streaming giant reported a net loss of 200,000 streaming customers, its first decline in more than a decade. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.